Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King MOX.
Back as we get into hour number two of the program, Los St. Louis Blues talk this hour. We're going to talk with Luke Korak in about 15 minutes. We'll hear from Blues coach Jim Montgomery later on this hour as well. Blues back at tomorrow at home against Chicago after a very good road trip, winning a couple games up in Canada. But right now, we're continuing to talk through some surprising news that came out of San Diego yesterday. Former Cardinals manager Mike Schilt making the decision to retire as the Padres manager. And we're very happy to welcome on to the show right now. He does pre and post on Padres radio. And a guy who's got some ties here to St. Louis as well, but part of the team at 97.3 The Fan in San Diego. He is Sammy Levitt. You follow him on Twitter at Sammy Lev. Sam, always good to get a few moments with you. How are you?
No, good to be with you. Always good to be back on the air on the St. Louis airwaves, and hope everybody's doing well in St. Louis, yourself included.
Appreciate that. How surprised were you when the news came down that Mike Schilt made the decision to move away from that job?
Yeah, I was very surprised. I think, that would be the emotion of, I think, a lot of us who cover the team and obviously the fan base as well. I mean, St. Louis fans know Mike Schilt very well. This is the manager that obviously had a lot of success in St. Louis and had a lot of success here in San Diego. You're talking about back-to-back 90-plus win seasons here, back-to-back postseason appearances. The endings weren't exactly what he or the Padres would have wanted, but, you know, when you win 90 or more games in your two seasons at the helm, especially coming off what was a very disappointing 2023 season in San Diego with the expectations that team had, I think obviously, my expectation was that Mike was going to return. He had, multiple years left on his contract. So for all those reasons, when we all woke up yesterday morning and saw the news as first reported in the San Diego Union Tribune that he was stepping away and retiring as Padres manager, I was very, very, very surprised. And I think many of us were.
I've seen some writing saying that if you looked hard, you could have seen this coming just with the emotional toll that this game was taking on him. And there were signs of that, especially in the postseason. Did you notice that at all?
No, I didn't. Look, I think Mike is somebody who, being around him day to day, he's obviously somebody, and you guys know this in St. Louis, somebody who pours his heart and soul into his ball club and cares a great deal, cares about the people, cares about the players and his staff and the fans and everybody associated with it. So, I think he wrote it in his letter yesterday to the newspaper. It's just a job that started to take a toll on him, emotionally and physically and mentally. And And he felt like it was his time to step away and, you know, sounds like focus on some different priorities. So no, to answer your question, Matt, I did not expect it. I didn't see anything particularly out of the ordinary. Obviously he's somebody who cares, who, is somebody who will get up there on the podium after the game. And, you know, you can just tell how much each game means to him. How much his players mean to him. But, you know, I think you could say that about a lot of managers, right? I mean, all these guys obviously have very close relationships with their ball club and care deeply about what they do. So, you know, I wouldn't call it anything out of the ordinary to me that stood out. But hearing what Mike had to say yesterday and, what AJ Preller had to say earlier today, this is, you know, clearly, his decision and what he wanted to do. And obviously it was just a job on 162 game season and postseason and, you know, all the things that come with it that was taking its toll. And he felt like it was his time to step away.
I'll ask you to speculate a little bit and maybe there's not much more to say here, but you mentioned the endings that left something to be desired each of the last 2 years. While I know Schilt was going to be back and be given that opportunity, do you get any sense that he and AJ Preller were having some tough conversations about what it would look like, whether it was staffing decisions or roster decisions? Like, was there still some stuff to work through there?
No, I really don't. I mean, I know it's maybe easy to jump to those conclusions when you have a situation like this with a manager that's had a lot of success and has time left on his deal. And look, there's no doubt the Padres have gone through a lot of managers under AJ Preller. Whether you want to go from Andy Green to Jace Tingler to Bob Melvin, who had success and had a disappointing season, then jumps to the Giants, and then Mike Schilt coming in, and now he's gone after 2 years. There's no way around it. They've had a lot of different guys in that manager's seat, in just a decade plus under AJ Preller. But the more that, Mike talks about this, the more that AJ Preller talked about this earlier today, AJ said he wasn't aware of any internal conflict that contributed to this. And, Mike took some time away after the season back in North Carolina and, came back and told the team his intentions and what he wanted to do. I really don't get the sense that there's much else at play here. I really don't. The more that you hear about this, and I think you really think about just the circumstances, the fact that he did a good job here, there were multiple years left on his deal, money left on his deal. This sounds like really and truly a decision that Mike made for himself. So I don't think there were other factors at play. That's really not the sense I get from everything that's being said.
Obviously, a very disappointing part of this is the revelation that death threats, and that seems to be connected to sports gambling. I mean, that's a thing that unfortunately exists in sports now, but I think we both can agree that's something that should not exist in sports right now.
Yeah, absolutely should not exist in sports. And it was really disheartening to hear that, here he was receiving things like that. It's terrible, and it shouldn't happen at any level in any sport to anybody. So I'm right there with you. It was disheartening to hear that, and it's certainly behavior that should be unacceptable, from any fans towards any players, coaches, managers. At the end of the day, it's just sports, and this is just a game. So that was disheartening to hear, and obviously you hope nothing like that happens again.
Last thing for you, and I know it's very early in the process, but where do you expect the Padres to go in this? Is this an outside hire in all likelihood? Are there people inside the organization that can pick up the mantle and run with it? What are you expecting to see as they look for a new manager?
Yeah, it's a great question, Matt. I'm not totally sure what direction they're going to go in right now. To me, it's such a unique situation on a couple of different levels. Number one, it's unique because, out of nowhere, really, Mike is no longer in this job. I think when you look at the vacancies right now across Major League Baseball, this is not like pretty much all the other ones where you're going to be walking into sort of a rebuilding situation, a young team. I mean, this is a team that has won 90-plus games the last 2 years. This is a team that has major stars. This is a team that has high expectations. It's a ballpark that sold out 72 times this season. The fans love this team, and they're trying desperately to bring a World Series to San Diego. So this is not you know, like your typical vacancy. I mean, you're going to walk in and you're going to have Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. and Xander Bogaerts and Joe Musgrove and Yu Darvish and all these big stars on big contracts in the building and in the locker room, and a team that will expect to go to the playoffs and is trying desperately to take that next step as a group. So I think it's a fascinating question. I don't have a great feel right now for what direction they'll go in. I think internally there are candidates. They've got a guy in Ruben Niebla who is widely regarded as one of the best pitching coaches in the game. Would he be a candidate? I think you have to wonder that. Obviously, their bench coach, Brian Esposito. There are some names in the front office side of things that, you know, that are former players that I think, you know, could be part of the process. But, you know, I would fully expect that you're going to hear some names that are not part of the organization, because typically that's how AJ Preller does things. Everything is very thorough and they will listen to a lot of different voices as part of the process. And also, we've seen AJ do a lot of different things. We've seen him hire first time managers. We've seen him now hire Bob Melvin and Mike Schilt. Mike, remember, was part of the organization in more of an advisory role before he got the manager's job when Bob Melvin left. So, you know, Matt, they've done a lot of different things when they've hired for this job. But I do think it's a very unique position, because this is not a rebuild. This is not a group where you're walking in and you've got a bunch of 20-something-year-olds and you can, you know, and you're just, you know, kind of molding whatever you want. I mean, this is a situation where the expectations are going to be very high, and you've got big-time veterans inside that clubhouse. So it is a very interesting hire and a very important hire for this team.
He is Sam Levitt, pre- and post-game on Padres Radio and 97.3 The Fan in San Diego, on Twitter at Sammy L-E-V, Sammy Lev. Sam, appreciate the time as always, and we'll find for reasons to catch up with you again here in the future.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy the offseason. Appreciate it.
All right. You too. Thank you. That's Sam Levitt joining us from San Diego as he does pre-post with the Padres. And they're all trying to figure out where the Padres are going to go now moving forward with Mike Schilt moving into retirement from that position. We are going to shift gears. We'll talk Blues for most of the rest of the show now. They're back in action tomorrow night. Had a good Canadian road trip, winning a couple games. We'll talk with Luke Korak in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
We're going to be talking a lot of St. Louis Blues between now and 8 o'clock. They're going to be back at tomorrow evening. They've got a late game tomorrow night at the Enterprise Center as they welcome in the Chicago Blackhawks. They are coming off a Canadian road trip where they beat the Flames 4-2 and then followed that up with a 5-2 win against Vancouver. And we're very happy to welcome on to the program right now. Always gracious with our time, with his time, excuse me. He is Luke Korak. You can read him all over the place. He does work with both the Hockey News and also with NHL.com. He, as I mentioned, Lou Korak is with us. Lou, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. I'm always looking forward to two Midwest teams dropping the puck at 8:52 tomorrow.
you think that might be a juiced up environment tomorrow night, or is it going to be a tired environment?
You know what? When the Chicago Blackhawks are in town, no matter what, I think there's always a little bit of added spice to it. Yeah. So as much as those in attendance might groan about it, and we all do, because I'm already imagining, I don't know, 1-2 o'clock in the morning when I'm walking out of the building tomorrow night. But it should be, they can say, we're not going to go to the game. They're going to be at the game.
Yeah, and I like what Jim Montgomery did, where they came back from Vancouver. He got him on the ice earlier today, had a spirited practice from what we understand, but then guys are going to be able to sleep a little bit tomorrow before coming to the rink late. Feels like that's a pretty good setup for this situation, coming off a lot of travel and then playing a late game at home.
Yeah, you know what? And I had a chance to ask Matthew Joseph about that today. It's one of those situations where, you know, I know back in the day, and, you know, I can go back years with this, but back in the day, I don't think nobody really looked into the analytics, the logistics and all that stuff. The 2 hour time difference, everybody just kind of shook it off and said, okay, well, it's the next day, let's go, you know, but it's just so much different now. And I'm telling you, I've seen it where, many a times where a team is coming back off of that West Coast trip and, you know, there's rarely that next day game. I know the Blues had a situation once where they had mechanical problems in Vancouver and couldn't get back until the next day. And then they had to play the San Jose Sharks, but that's a story for another day, but you're trying to get your body clock back. And I think instead of just letting these guys go home and just not come to the rink today, probably it's come to the point where it's a bad idea, because a lot of times the guys will come to the rink the next day, they're flat-footed, they're flat in their game, and it takes them a while to get into the flow again and just to get their body clocks going again. So I think they wanted to just get out there. It was about 20 minutes. It was swift. It was brisk. Get the legs going again, and they're going to do the same thing again tomorrow, but just enough where – it's not overtiring. It's not overtaxing. Just to keep the game legs going while you're letting your body clocks catch back up. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And you know, it's a baseball comparison, so it doesn't always fit. But I can tell you, back when I was doing minor league baseball and we're traveling on buses and everything, when you had those tough travel days, it wasn't the first day in that stunk. It was the second day where you had no legs whatsoever. So trying to avoid that, so almost playing on the second day after that travel, in many ways can be worse than playing on that first day back in.
Well, and the Chicago Blackhawks played at home last night, so they're already here. They're already in their comfortable time zone, which is, you know, the central time zone. The Blues have been in Calgary and in Vancouver, so we're talking, what, 3-4 days where, you know, they had to adjust going there, but now being there, you do enough just to adjust being in that time zone again, and now you've got to come back to your own comforts once again, and they're going to be here for 4 games now. So that's just basically what it was all about, is just obviously catching up to the body clocks again, but keeping the legs going again. Matthew Joseph said the same thing. It's good just to keep, instead of just coming in, a lot of times what they used to just have them do is, you know, the guys would stay off the ice, but they'll come in and get a workout anyway. But I think in this situation, just to get on the ice is probably best for these guys because it keeps them in the flow.
So the season did not end when they lost 5-0 to the Wild on opening night. Instead, they go and have a really nice road trip, putting up 9 goals between the Flames and the Canucks. And some nice things happened in each of those games. And we'll start with the game against the Flames, where Jake Neighbors scores a couple goals in that contest. And he's already somebody that's moved around a little bit here on the lines, and it seems like he's fitting in quite well there on that top line.
Well, he's an engine, Matt. Let's be honest with you. And you really, I'll tell you what, you know who he reminds me a lot of? He reminds me of when TJ Oshie was here. Hmm. Ken Hitchcock used to do this a lot with TJ Oshie when he felt like he needed a spark on a line. And I'm not saying that Jim Montgomery is doing it in this situation because he's feeling like that Robert Thomas and Pavel Buchnevich need a spark. I think this is more for balance purposes, to be honest with you. But Ken Hitchcock used to do this with TJ Oshie. If he felt like a line needed a boost, he's taking number 74 and putting them on their line. Hmm. If another line needed a boost, 74 is going there. That's kind of what the way Jake Neighbors is playing right now. And he's playing with a high motor. He's playing hard. He's doing the things that maybe will free those two up away from doing, especially a Robert Thomas, because you don't want Robert Thomas to be that F1 to be in on the forecheck and winning pucks back. You want to get the puck to Robert Thomas to where he's either going to thread the needle to you or he's in a position to shoot the puck, because this is the guy that's going to produce the points for you. Not saying that you don't want Robert Thomas working hard, but I think you want more of a worker bee in there. And I think that's the best way I can describe Jake Neighbors. He's the guy that's going to get in front of the net. He's the guy that's going to take the punishment. And I just think that this has kind of been a carryover from his training camp as well, which obviously got started a few days late because of the death of his best friend. That's obviously, he's got a heavy heart from that, but he's deserved it. And it's no demotion again to Jimmy Snuggerud, but look at the impact that Jimmy Snuggerud had on that third line last night with Pugh Suter and with Matthew Joseph. And something that I'm going to want to talk to all three of these guys about. I got a chance to talk to Matthew Joseph about that today. And the best way that he described it is Matthew Joseph feels like he's kind of the engine of that line, the guy that's going to go out and do the work. You've got Pugh Suter, who's kind of the Swiss Army knife, who's in the right positions and plays hard and does the right things. And then you've got the skilled guy like Jimmy Snuggerud. So all the pieces to the puzzle kind of fit together. So it was a really good game for Jimmy Snuggerud last night. He can kind of be that guy. He can kind of be that guy that's kind of the lead general of that line, because you're going to look at the three of them and say, well, who do you want to be the guy that's going to be the catalyst and score out of this line? Well, of course, Jimmy Snuggerud. And, you know, maybe as opposed to playing with Robert Thomas and Pavel Buchnevich, I'm not going to say that he is deferring, but maybe he's thinking a little bit. Instead of reacting, he's thinking a little bit more. So I think that's basically what's behind all of this. And it looked really good last night, and it was their best game of the season so far.
Yeah, it did. And I was going to ask you about Snuggerud because he had the 2 goals last night. I was watching that first goal that he scored, and I wasn't totally sure how he even got that shot off. And we talk a lot in basketball about guys who can create their own shot. We don't use that term very often in hockey, but it feels like Snuggerud is that guy who can find a way to get a legit shot off from some kind of uncomfortable angles and uncomfortable spots. I just looked at that first goal yesterday, and I don't think there's a lot of guys who score that goal in that moment.
They don't. And another former Blue that I can compare that to and that I have compared that to is Vladimir Tarasenko, who used to be able to be the guy that was here that disguises his shot very well. And what I mean by that is a lot of the times the puck is very deceptive coming off of his blade and the goalie doesn't have a really good read of where when the shot's going to come and where it's going to wind up, because only the shooter knows. And I think Jimmy Snuggerud is that guy. The only difference for me with him is, like you said, the quickness of the puck coming off of his blade. Tarasenko was really good at it when he first came up with the Blues here. I think Jimmy Snuggerud is the same way here. And yeah, he knew he was going short side with that shot. I don't think Kevin Lankinen knew, because first of all, I don't think he was able to recognize where the puck was. And two, a lot of times goalies like to read when the puck is coming off of the stick so they can react. And I just don't think that he had the time to do that. It was a very well and organized play, but all three of the guys on that forward line touched a puck. And Matthew Joseph said it took every one of them to obviously make something happen on that. And he goes, he didn't really realize he was shooting the puck at the net, but didn't really realize how in a good position his two line mates were to finish that off and to make that happen. So you're wondering if that's going to be a line that you're going to be able to stick with here for a sustained amount of time. Things always change. We know that, but it looked really good last night.
Last thing for you, we're talking with Luke Korak. There's so much talk about the schedule early on in the season, having so many home games. Well, now that hits. The next four games are at home. You don't make or break your season in the month of October, but it certainly is an opportunity for this team if they can have some home success over the next week or so.
Well, and this is something that Jim Montgomery talked about today, is you want to keep your foot on the gas here, because you feel good about coming off of this road trip. You won two games, and the Calgary game really was kind of the catalyst here, because the longer you go without winning, the longer you went there without scoring, guys are starting to press a little bit more, and maybe guys start to try to do things a little bit more than what they need to be doing in the moment. But once Jake Neighbor scored that first goal, he said you can kind of tell that guys just relaxed, and then they just started to play. But now that you've won two in a row, if you want to be one of those teams that are playoff hopefuls, want to establish yourself on good ground here, you want to be able to build on that. And now, like you said, you have a four-game homestand here. There are some tough opponents in here. Chicago's one of those teams that's not expected to be in the mix this year. But I'm telling you right now, they've played four games and they've played some very good teams. They've played really hard. It's still supposed to be one of those teams you got to beat. You have to come ready to play, though, because you've played the one game at home right now. I think the result wasn't what you wanted. But if you're going to be a playoff team, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it in the NHL. You have to establish yourself and be a good home team.
He is Luke Korak, covers the Blues for NHL.com and also the Hockey News. Follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. Lou, appreciate the time. We'll be hoping for not very many whistles tomorrow night and a nice, swift game for you so you're not walking out of the Enterprise Center too terribly late.
That would be very nice, but you know what? We've been used to these from playoff start times. It just happens to fall on the Central Division teams, but hopefully everybody can see a good game tomorrow night. It'll be, I think TNT's got it tomorrow night, so a national game for everybody to get to see.
Yep, absolutely. Lou, thank you.
You got it. Take care.
All right, there's Lou Korak joining us on the program. We appreciate him spending a few moments with us, and he gave you a little bit of inside information there, because the game is officially listed as an 8:30 puck drop, but he said 8:52 for the puck drop. So it is a national game on TNT. A lot of times, and I know in basketball, I used to cover the NBA, they would push games back. Like, you might have that West Coast game that was scheduled for 8:30, and then the game in front of it would go late, and about an hour before tip-off, you would get the notice that had been pushed back to like 8:45 or 8:50. Based off what Lou said, sounds like 8:52 for the puck drop. I covered the Denver Nuggets for a while, and it was when Carmelo Anthony played for them. So they had that Thursday night game on TNT all the time, and that game would end up always starting almost 9 o'clock at night, and those were late nights. So Nobody's crying too much. I think it's going to be a good crowd tomorrow night. A lot of people, anytime the Blackhawks come in town, obviously there's going to be a good amount of people from Chicago that come in. Blues, Blackhawks, doesn't matter if it's starting at 8:30, 8:50, 6:30, whatever. It's going to be a good environment. So, yeah, hopefully people have fun tomorrow evening. Get to a downtown restaurant or bar ahead of time and certainly enjoy yourself and go from there. By the way, a quick update on what's going on in the baseball game as the Dodgers and the Brewers are matched up against each other in Milwaukee, and the Dodgers have now taken a 2-1 lead in the second inning. The Brewers jumped out. First pitch swinging home run in the bottom of the first inning when it was scoreless, and now the Dodgers have answered that in the top of the second inning as they have scored two runs, and they now have a 2-1 lead as the Dodgers are trying to take a 2-0 series lead before the series shifts back to, or not back to, but just shifts to Los Angeles moving forward, starting with Game 3, but still a lot of baseball to be played tonight. Here's what we've still got coming up here in the final half hour or so of the show. We are going to hear from Blues coach Jim Montgomery in just a few moments, as he did meet with the media earlier today following the practice. So we'll get some of the comments from him. And then also, we talked yesterday about all the college football job openings that are coming around. And once again, we're starting to hear Eli Drinkwitz's name being brought up. He actually addressed it today when he was meeting with the media. So I'll pass along what he had to say, and I'll give you my thoughts if there's any reason to be worried that Coach Drink might be leaving Missouri. But up next, we'll hear from Jim Montgomery. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX as we continue to take you until 8 o'clock this evening. Right now, time to have a little fun with audio. The St. Louis Blues sitting with a record of 2-1-0. They went on the road and won against a couple Canadian teams, beating Calgary on Saturday 4-2, and then a good 5-2 win against Vancouver yesterday. Back at tomorrow night, a late start at the Enterprise Center, 8:30 tomorrow evening when they match up against the Chicago Blackhawks. They did get on the ice for a little bit of time today. Really kind of a tough situation where they're coming back from Vancouver, and then they just have the day before they play a late game tomorrow. So they just wanted to get on the ice and get a few things done. Head coach Jim Montgomery speaking earlier today and talked about what he saw from his team getting on the ice after a tough travel day coming back in.
Spirited practice? Yeah. Well, it does. I mean, winning's fun. You know, it doesn't matter if you're beating your kids at fish. It's still fun. And it shows, because the pace of practice was really good. We got what we wanted to get done in preparation for tomorrow night, and it's hard. You learn through the experience in the league, and I think the benefit of sports science, like Ryan Podell's excellent for us, and I consult with him nearly every day, either about practice or when we should practice, timing, how long practice should be, and what type of drills, you know, the length of drills. And we'll do that again tomorrow, like in preparation with our morning skate, to give ourselves the best opportunity. And what is, you know, everyone has it at least three times a year where you're at a big disadvantage coming back from the West Coast and you're playing a team that's in their own time zone.
As mentioned, the Blues win a couple games on the road. Good win, scoring 9 total goals over the 2 games. Montgomery said what positives he saw from the trip.
One, that we got a win in Calgary, because the longer you go without winning, the more everyone starts to press. So that was really good. And we thought that the emotion of the victory, you know, we had to kill a lot of penalties. Our goaltender had to be stellar. Jake Neighbors was unbelievable, going hard to net on that first goal. And it just, after that first goal, it just felt like everyone relaxed and they started playing, you know. And then we felt as a staff going into Vancouver that we were going to be the best we've been, because we were calm, you know, everyone was relaxed and we were just going to play hockey. And that's what we saw. I mean, it was clearly our best game of the year so far, but we got a lot of room for improvement, which is exciting.
There was a lot of talk before the season even got started about the beginning of the season was going to be very important, specifically because of how many home games they opened up at home, and after playing those 2 road games, they're now going to play the next 4 all at the friendly confines of the Enterprise Center. And Montgomery spent some time talking about what he's seen so far and what he wants to see moving forward, just going along with the idea that they do need to have a solid start.
We're seeing ourselves, the most important thing to start a season is training camp. We think we touched on everything, but then players got to go out and team has to have success. It's just like individual players need to score. Like, well, look at Snuggie yesterday. He scores that first one, and then he's like playing like he wasn't a playoffs, right? He's just all over the place. You need to have that success. And once we had that success in Calgary, now we're playing better in Vancouver, and I think we're just going to continue to grow. And the combination of them knowing our structure and them growing with success in the team, it allows you to get off to a great start. Now, it's up to us to continue to push the gas pedal here and make sure our schedule's favorable. We've got 4 in a row at home, and we love playing at home in front of our fans, so it's time for us to hit the gas.
The Blues have done a little bit of shuffling when it comes to their defensive pairings, as they flipped Broberg and Tucker. Still trying to get some things figured out, so the motivation for some movement here this early on the season, Montgomery talked about what he's trying to do, shuffling some of the defensive pairings.
Yeah, well, what we got is the ability to match up when we need to. On the road, because we have a lot of flexibility with 2 veteran guys being on different pairs. And we also had the ability to move our top pairing around, because to make sure that we always had what we wanted our decor to look like on the ice. We thought Tucker and Mayhew both had solid games, you know, as did the rest of our D core, because we killed and ended a lot of plays in our D zone.
One of those defensemen that's still trying to get things going is Logan Mayu, and he's somebody who's right now on a defensive pairing with Phil Broberg. We'll see what that's going to look like here moving forward. Somebody that the Blues are really excited for, but maybe are not quite yet seeing what they'd like to see from him. Still just three games into the season.
Anyone that hasn't had success yet in every season, not never mind in the league. And what I mean by success is everyone, even if you're a defenseman, if a puck goes in or you get an assist, it relaxes you, you know? And you see that even, like, I think that Holloway and Kyrou are pressing right now. They haven't, you know, scored, and they're used to scoring, you know? So it doesn't matter who it is, but you need to feel good about what how you're impacting the team's success. And once that happens, we think that doesn't matter who it is, any of those three players, they're going to go to another level.
And then it's been an absolutely fantastic start for Jake Neighbors, as he's been able to go out there and have a huge impact on the team. He was moved up from the third line to the first line, so right now he is on the wing next to Robert Thomas in the middle and Pavel Buchnevich on the other wing. Montgomery spent some time talking about what he's seen so far from Neighbors.
Yeah, I think we've seen a guy that is, you know, first of all, team first attitude. Does anything that the team needs, and we'll do anything that the team needs for us to have success. The second thing is how he elevates our competitive spirit. Those would be the two things that he does at a high level. He's a very underrated player about how important he is to our team, I think, around the league. But everybody in our dressing room and our coaching staff knows how important he is.
That is Blues coach Jim Montgomery, as he spoke earlier today after the team practice. We'll take a break. Have more coming up in just a moment as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to wrap things up on this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. I wanted to mention this real quick. Maybe we'll get into this a bit more later on in the week. But we discussed it a lot yesterday, just all the openings that have come available across college football, the most recent one being Penn State when James Franklin was fired after this past weekend. And a name that you always hear brought up is Eli Drinkwitz. And we know why. There's a couple reasons why. Most notably, Missouri is not one of these blue blood type programs, and Drinkwitz has done incredible things with the Tigers. So people from outside of this area and people who are not real understanding of what's going on there, they are going to connect one dot to the other, because certainly there are some programs that if they had the opportunity to go after Eli Drinkwitz, I think they would. Now, he was asked about this specifically, and this is what he said. I read from the article that Eli Hoff wrote that's on the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He says, quote, Drinkwitz, as far as my name associated with everything that's awesome for the University of Missouri, means we're doing something really good, means that our administration is committed to excellence. It means all the investment that the people here have made have resulted in our success. That's what I'd say. It's a tip of the hat to the University of Missouri. Has nothing to do with me, has everything to do with the players and the support staff. So that's where, and then when he went on to say, I would encourage all the fans and everybody else, it's October 14th. Is that what today is? The only thing that matters for us is going 1-0 this week. Anything outside of that is a distraction that you shouldn't even worry about. Don't even let it cross your mind, because, man, I have no idea. You lose three games in a row, you may get fired, so I wouldn't worry about it. So I guess it's not a carte blanche, no, I'm not going to look around, but in look, money talks, right? Money talks. If one of the big boys comes after Eli Drinkwitz and offers him just gobs and gobs and gobs of money and everything else, Drink would be crazy not to look at it, right? If this life-changing institutional kind of money, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. And call me crazy. Call me somebody that, you know, listens to what people say and believes them too often. I think he likes where he's at. I think he likes what he's building, and I don't get any sense that he wants to start over somewhere else, that this is somewhere he wants to be. I'm not saying that there's never a scenario that could play out that could result in him leaving and going somewhere else, and his name is all, unless Missouri all of a sudden starts winning national titles, right? His name is always going to be connected with other institutions and other situations. That's happened before. I'm sure he has had many opportunities to go down the path with some other schools and potentially leave. He's been able to use some of that, I'm sure, to make a few dollars, both for him and for his coaching staff. And that's, by the way, that's healthy, because when a university feels the pressure of another school trying to come in and maybe take your guy, then not only are you going to throw more money at that guy, you're going to throw more resources. And when you're throwing more resources at the football program, everything else kind of lifts up. And whether it's facilities, whether it's the ability to have better assistant coaches, whatever. Retain assistant coaches would probably be a better way of saying that. You're going to be in a much better spot. So I didn't come on to talk about this to say that you have absolutely no reason to worry that Eli Drinkwitz is 100% committed to the University of Missouri and there's 0% chance that he's ever going to leave. We've all seen what happens in college football. If you trust somebody that much, you are putting yourself in a position where you can absolutely get burned, and that's not something that you want to do. That being said, I don't think he's looking for a reason to leave, and I think more likely than not, he is not going to be exiting anytime soon. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what all of a sudden boosters and things like that start getting focused on somebody. Things can change pretty quickly, but this is just a reminder that Drinkwitz's name has been mentioned in these type of things before, going to be mentioned again, and there's a pretty good chance that he is going to remain at the University of Missouri. He's done a really, really good job of building that program up. Again, we might talk about this a little bit more coming up later on in the week. And I haven't, so far, like you go, when coaches get fired, all the outlets that cover those universities, they always put together their like coaching hot boards where you'll see 10, 15 guys who could be considered for the head coaching job. I can't say I've seen every single one of them. I feel like I haven't seen Drinkwitz at the top of those as much this year. I'm sure he gets thrown in there every once in a while, but so far, at least from my perspective, and maybe I'm just not looking in the right places, it doesn't seem like he's been connected to quite as much stuff as he had in previous times. And so, sometimes you got to look at it and say, well, is that really a better job? Like the Arkansas job, is that really a better job than Missouri? I don't think it is. You can make the argument that maybe Penn State is, but it's been a long time since Penn State has won a national title. And I know last year they were in the semifinals of the college football playoff. It's not always greener on the other side is the point that I'm trying to make here. All right, that's just about going to do it for the program today. Thanks so much for being tuned in. This was a fun show. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got another full two-hour show tomorrow, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and we'll be with you. Look forward to being able to talk to you then. Have a good rest of your night. We've got a Gas House Gang replay. That's going to be coming up in just a few moments after the 8 o'clock news, and I'll be back with you tomorrow first for Rush Hour Sports in the 5 o'clock hour, and then for Sports Open Line 6 to 8 tomorrow right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.